You're listening to a message from World Missionary Evangelist John Debbie Edukugo, the Chief Servant of Jesus Christ Power World Evangelism. The words you're about to hear have the ability to cause remarkable results in your life. As you listen, meditate, and act on this word, your life will become a testimony and an evidence of God's ability to change and transform. Listen and be blessed.
A message for you today. It's called the dark hour of the soul. The dark hour of the soul. I repeat again. The dark hour of the soul. Open your Bible with me. We're going to read from the book of Job. 17. Job 17. I will read from verse 1 to 7. The dark hour of the soul. If you are there, say amen. Job 17, 1 to 7. And it says, my spirit is broken. My days are extinguished. The grave is ready. Are not mockers with me, and do not my eye dwell on their provocation. Now put down a pledge for me with yourself. Who is he who will shake hands with me? For you have hidden their heart from understanding. Therefore, you will not exhort them. Verse 5. He who speaks flatly to his friends, even the eyes of his children will fall. 6. But he who has made me a byword of the people, and I have become one in whose face men speak. Verse 7. My eye has also grown dim because of what? Because of what? Sorrow. And all my members are like shadows. 11 to 15. My days are past. My purpose in life are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. 12. They change the night into day. The light is near, they say, in the face of darkness. If I wait for the grave as my house, if I make my bed in the darkness, I say to corruption, you are my father, and to the womb, you are my mother and my sister. Where then is my hope? As for my hope, who can see it? The dark hour of the soul is a period of great trial and tribulation. When a man's soul is on fire, on top a burning furnace, a time when a man's soul is passing through a journey of darkness, a period when a man's soul is agitating for deliverance and for help, a period when a person is going through a journey of desperation. This is the period that is called the dark hour of the soul of a man. When everything has failed, when all hope seems lost, no solution is coming for your prevailing situation and circumstances. There is no answer to the challenges that you are going through. Prayer seems not to be working for you again. And your friends and relations have deserted you or could not help you out. The dark hour of the soul is when heaven seems as if it has shut against you. When you cry and the night looks longer to you. The dark hour of the soul is when you begin to cry in your pillow in your night and the bottle of your destiny is yet to be filled. The dark hour of your soul could be delayed, many years of delay in marriage. The dark hour of your soul could be many years of delay of childbearing, delay in employment, when your business collapses, when every investment goes down the drain. This could be the dark hour of your soul. When one is even afflicted with prolonged illness, such that threatens even one's life, the dark hour of the soul. It's when you are caught up in the web of terrible scandal or shame. It's when you lost people or relations that are very close to you. You lost your parents at a very tender age. You become an orphan. And help seems to come from nowhere. The dark hour of the soul. The dark hour of the soul. When trusting God to prevail and change your circumstances, to change your horrible and discomforting situation, and that solution and comfort is not coming, that is the dark hour of the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, this is when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, like David did. When Saul was pursuing him, and he pursued him to a valley, and in the valley there were deadly animals, deers and bears, and up the valley there was Saul with his sword. David said, where I am now, in the valley, there's tiger and lion there. Up there, he saw with his sword to kill me. He said, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth today. Whether you believe me or not, every human being must pass through his dark hour of his soul. Every human being is a portion, is a cross that you might carry. But anytime your dark hour comes, you begin to do as if the whole world wants to end. But don't understand that you are passing through a defined life journey. Every human being that is growing to old age will definitely pass through the dark hour of his soul. If you check the Bible, every human being in the Bible, they went through the dark hour of their soul. Nobody escaped it. Nobody escaped it. Sarah went through it for 24 years. At the point when she could not even withstand the torture of the status of a barren woman, she has to offer her housemaid Agar, because she was passed through this period of shame. She was carrying a garbage called the barren woman. She went through the torture of the status of a barren woman. She went through the dark hour of her soul. Samson went through it after depraving his body with a prostitute. His two eyes were removed, and they naked him in a stadium like this, and they capture him by his enemies, and they begin to make sport of him. But he pleaded to God to give him one more chance. We too, we have also at several times passed through the dark hour of our soul when we have fell into situations where we cry to God, give me one chance. We have passed through situations close to death where we say, God, if you can deliver me from this, I will serve you all my life. It's like Samson too. We have passed through such situation, through the furnace of pain, torture of our flesh, through sickness, through terminal disease, through shameful disease, through childbirth, sometimes through aircraft turbulence. When you are flying in the air and a plane begins to dance disco, you say, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Hey, I bind the devil in the air. I dismantle every demon in the sea. Baba, baba. God, if you can save me today, if I land in the airport, I will serve you throughout my life. We have passed through those. Am I saying the truth? We have passed through those situations. When suddenly something will change, you are faced between life and death. Your soul will appear and say, God, could it be the end? If you can give me a chance. Like Samson says, say, God, give me just one chance. Several times we have done that. I remember some 2 years ago, I was flying from one state in America to another state. I flew for over 1 month. I said, God, I beg, this last trip, once I can land in Lagos, I won't come to America next year again. Amen, somebody. If you cannot help me reach Lagos, Mutalama Airport, let me touch the ground. Why? Because the aircraft was in turbulence, and suddenly, life was threatened. The dark hour of my soul came to me that it could be now. And I shouted, give me one more chance. But trust us. The next year, I travel again. Clap, 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 clap for Jesus, somebody. Amen. The dark hour of our soul. Everybody will go through it. Pleading for God's mercy. Job. Everybody say Job. Job went through a very dark hour. The darkest hour I've seen in the history of mankind was suffered by Job and Jesus Christ. Some of us, the dark hour of our soul might take so many years. But what Job went through for only one day, I've not seen any man who went through it. The Bible said in one day, he lost all his children. His daughters and his sons, they perished. In that same day, all his servants, about 300, only three survived. They all died. In that same day, all his sheep were killed. All his camels destroyed. In that same day, he lost the love of his wife. In that same day, Satan afflicted him with skin cancer. Just one day. And the Bible said that Job had to scrape his hair and tear his clothes. I have not seen anybody so far that went through that dark hour of his soul. This is Job, the richest man in the whole of Middle East, but in one day, calamity came and turned him to a leprous man. The Bible says, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet were big boils all over his body. He could not wear shirts, could not wear clothes. He was almost naked. And a wife came to him. He said, curse God and die. The last person who have encouraged him, the wife, Satan entered the wife and said, curse God and die. He lost the love of his wife. He lost his children. He lost his daughters. He lost his son. He lost his business. He lost his property. Just in one day. That was the darkest hour I've seen a man pass. Job went through it. Everybody will go through it. It can be concerning your marriage, concerning childbearing, concerning your business, concerning your husband, concerning your children. Every one of us here will go through it. I went through my own. When I was a bachelor, I went through my own. It became so bad. It became so bad that all my collar were tearing off. All my clothes were fading. My car engine got knocked. I could not pay my rent. I will see my landlord coming, I will run away. It happened. A dark hour of soul, you will go through it. When you are going through your own, you say, hey, evangelist, Simeon, evangelist, what's happened to me? I have prayed, I have fasted. You will never escape it. I went through my own. You were not there when I was going through my own. go through your own. Everybody will go through his own. You will go through it. The Bible says that Job lost his children. That Job lost his camels. That Job lost his sheep. He incurred the hatred of his wife. The chastisement of his best friends. His best friends, they came again. They came to add insult to injury. They begin to trash Job again. His best friend. Job lost his friends, lost his wife, lost his children, his property, his business, his camel, his sheep, all in one day. All in one day. Job went through it. Job went through it. The Bible says that his own was so tough that he wished that he was dead and not giving birth to. Open your Bible to Job chapter 3. See a man like you in the Bible who went through all this. See what it said. Job chapter 3 verse 1 to 7. What did he say? The Bible says, verse 1, Job. After Job opened his mouth and he cursed the day of his birth. When Job looked at, he has lost everything. Everything has failed. The Bible says he opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Verse 2, and Job spoke and said, may the day perish on which I was born, and the night in which it was said, a male child is conceived. Verse 4. May that day be darkness. May God above not seek it again, nor the light shine upon it. Verse 5. May darkness and shadow of death. Darkness. Job has mentioned darkness almost 3 times now. That will tell you, we're trying to express what he went through. He said, may darkness and the shadow of death claim it. May a cloud settle on it. May the blackness of the day terrify it. Verse 6. As for the night, may darkness seize it. You see, darkness was coming from the mouth of Job. Because it was passing through the dark hour of the soul of his destiny. May it not rejoice among the days of the year. May it not come into the number of the months. Verse 7. Oh, may that night be barren. May no joyful shout come into it. Verse 11. Job said, why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb? Why did the knees receive me? Or why did the breast that I should nurse? For now, I will have lain still and be quiet. Job said he would have preferred to be a dead person for him to go through all he has gone through. But God did not allow him to die. For everything you are going through, for every darkness you are going through, for every story you are going through, that you are alive today, ladies and gentlemen, gives you a sign that there's a light in the end of the tunnel. I didn't hear amen from you. I said there's a light in the end of the tunnel. In the mighty name of Jesus. God gave Satan the permissive power. He said, go and torture Job, but don't touch his life. No matter what the devil has done to you, what you have lost in your life, that you are still alive today, is that God still has business to do with you. And I say amen, somebody. Jesus Christ himself also went through it. Jesus Christ himself went through the dark hour of his soul. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27. You will see how, in a narrative way, the dark hour of the soul of Jesus Christ came into being. Matthew 27. 27 to 46. Amen. Amen. If you read through there, you will see the caption of the experiences of Jesus Christ. I think is Matthew 26, verse 27. Excuse me. Not 27. Matthew 26, verse 27. 26, 27. The Bible says, then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave to them, saying, drink of my body. Amen, somebody. Verse 36. And Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. Matthew 26:36. And said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. And he began to be what? Began to be what? What? Sorrowful. If you look at the whole scripture, since when Jesus Christ was born up to this verse, there is no way this word sorrowful was used concerning Jesus Christ. From the day he was giving birth to this particular portion in the Bible, there was no way that Jesus Christ was said to be sorrowful. But the Bible says here that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Christ became what? Sorrowful. And it was deeply what? Troubled. When you are passing through the dark hour of your soul, these two things will likely happen to you. You are likely to be sorrowful, or likely to be what? To be depressed or troubled. This is the first time in the Bible that the Bible said that Jesus Christ was looking sorrowful because he was approaching the dark hour of his soul. For the 33 years he has been on this earth, he will begin to sense it, that he was going to pass through a period. A period. And the Bible says in verse 38 that he said to them, my soul is what? It's in your Bible, read it. Let's read it together. Are you there? Verse 38, what did he say? And he said what? My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. That is the sign of the dark hour of his soul. He said, my soul is begin to start this journey. This journey of the dark hours. So he became troubled. He's a man who has been doing miracles, healing people. But the time now came. The time now came for him to enter this period of the dark hour of the soul. Every one of us here will go through it. It will come in different kinds of form. My dark hour of my soul is not the same with you. In your life path is there. You will go through it. This is Jesus Christ's life path. The day of his birth, for the past 30 years, 32 years, there's never a time the Bible said that Christ was sorrowful. But today here, they said he was sorrowful. And his almighty said, he said, my soul, the Bible said, my soul. He said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful and troubled. He has begun the journey of the dark hour of his life. I'm asking to you, somebody. When you want to begin this journey, everything will begin to fall out of place. Things will begin to go in the wrong direction. Not the way you expect it. Things are about to change. Things will become discomforting. That will bring depression, begin to come, begin to show up in your system. And he said, even unto death. He said, stay here and watch with me. And the Bible says in verse 39, he went a little farther and fell on his face and began to pray, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Jesus was greatly troubled few days to his death. He was anticipating the darkness hours of his 33 years of his earth. It can come before the age of 21. You will see some little children, they are innocent. They will be afflicted from childhood. Some children will have rough beginning. They will pass through their dark hours. In their middle age, they begin to excel. They say, this man is a great man. He's doing very well. In my mouth will say, not be so. When he's small, I suffer well. Eh? I suffer. My eyes see you. The child went through the dark hours at the early age. But now he has gone through it. Some of us is at the middle age. Some of us is at a later age. May you not go through it in the old age. I hear amen from you. May you go through the dark hours of your soul when your bones are still strong. When they still hope for you. Jesus went through his own at the 33rd year. Few days for him to leave the earth. He began to anticipate these dark hours. His body, his heart was troubled. His soul was troubled. He was worried. At the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible said that he prayed, and sweat came out of his body like blood. That is a man who is desperate. That is a man whose soul is troubled. He began to pray. He prayed for 3 hours, non-stop. That the sweat that came out of his body was sweat of death. Was sweat of, death is coming. His soul was troubled that the sweat came out of his body. And 3 times, he asked the Father if he could remove the cup of death and sorrow from him. Jesus also discovered that at this time when he was going through this pain, his disciples' friends were already sleeping. Hello. When Jesus was saying, I'm going to pray, my heart is troubled. He went with James. He went with John. And he went with the Superman, Apostle Peter. But when the hour came, I would say, they all slept and left him. He turned back and looked at them. He said, what? John, James, Peter, can't you both pray with me for only 1 hour? And they said, God, you're on your own. Why? When your dark hour comes, you're on your own. Because the cross of that dark hour, it is you that will pass through it. Peter, John, James, Peter was very smart. We carry a sword. We fight. I will die for you. The time has come now. It was stirring. Wow. Ooh. Jesus said, Peter, are you with this? He said, okay, I beg. But it's not firewood. At this time, Jesus was almost shedding tears. He said, my soul is troubled. Peter said, oh God, you're on your own. I begin to even suspect that it was even the Holy Spirit that bring that sleep upon them. So that at that time, Jesus will lose every comfort. When you're passing through the dark hour of your soul, God can make your friends to turn your enemies. Those who laugh at you say, I'm sorry, at this time, I can't help you. You turn to the east, you say, at this time, we can't help you. You turn to the west, you say, I'm sorry, we have tried before. You turn to your father, you say, go and fast and pray.
Tell your pastor, Father, say, well, don't you have faith? Your pastor will bounce you back. Your friend will bounce you back. Your relations will bounce you back. Because why? You must carry the cross yourself. John and James, who were the pals of Jesus Christ, three of them slept the same time. Very unusual. Why? God made it so. For him at that period to lose the comfort, to lose the encouragement of Peter. Peter would have said, my Lord, what do you mean? Why do you say you are sorrowful? He will have stirred up confidence in Jesus Christ. But Holy Ghost blew a breeze. They all slept. Jesus, he has no disciples. And after he said, Peter, for 3 hours I was praying. None of you stood up to help me to pray. And I told you my heart is troubled unto death. So Peter said, as we live here, I'm finding my way. Bible says they came to arrest Jesus Christ from that Garden of Gethsemane. After the prayer, the dark hour began. Immediately he left there, they came to arrest him. They took him to the high priest. They condemned him. They took him to Pilate. He said, I'm not there. They took him to the Jews. The Jews condemned him and asked that he should be crucified. They preferred the armed robbers to him. They rejected him. Amen. And they took him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. All those who were saying, Jesus, but the Messiah, Jesus is that. They were all there. They said, crucify him. Crucify him. Those even healed. Those opened their hands. They said, crucify him. They turned against him. Because the hour of his darkness has come. The Bible says, immediately they arrested Jesus Christ. Peter. The boisterous Peter. He denied him 3 times. All his disciples, they evaporated. All they take off. When the dark hour of your souls will come, your friends will leave you. Those that eat in your house, those that come and do party in your house, they will all evaporate. Ladies and gentlemen, take the history of Jesus Christ and check your life. They will leave you. They say you're on your own. They all left him. They left Jesus Christ. Peter denied him. The Jews rejected him. They hung him on the cross at Golgotha. And they gave him a sour wine mingled with gall to drink. They nailed him on the cross. They nailed him on the cross. Turn to your neighbor and say, they nailed him on the cross. Didn't hear. He sleeping, wake him. Say, they nailed him on the cross. When they hit the first 6 inches nail on his right hand, they hit the left arm 6 inches nail. They hit his 2 legs joined together. He was weak. Open your Bible. Matthew 27:45-46. That was the darkest hour of the soul of Jesus Christ. Matthew 27:45-46. Are you there? Let us say amen. Let's read now. Go. What do you say? And after the 6th hour, what happened? Darkness took over the whole earth. For how many hours? 3 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, since the earth was created, I'm giving you knowledge, insight. Since the earth was created, This was the first time we have the shortest darkness on earth. 3 hours darkness. Not eclipse of the moon. Total darkness. 3 hours. And this was the darkest of all darkness. The whole earth was in darkness. What happened in verse 46? And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Anytime you are going through such darkness, that's what comes to your mouth. Am I saying the truth? Am I saying the truth? Clap, 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 clap. When you are going through the darkest hour of your life, you must say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus said the same thing. My God, why are you allowing these things to happen to me? Am I saying the truth? My God, why is it me? Me that serve you, me that pay my tithe, me that keep my body, me that do this, me that count all you have done. Why have you allowed this? Jesus said the same thing. He said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But I have good news for you. I have good news for you. Jesus was not designed to remain on the cross. Every darkness you are going through, you are not designed to remain there in the name of Jesus. Jesus, he was not designed to remain on the cross. He was designed to use the cross to enter eternal glory. No matter when you shout, my God, why is it me? God is there with you. God is seeing you. Why? Because your celebration is coming ahead. I didn't hear amen from you. Jesus is the first. He's the firstborn of the Father. If he went through it, you will go through it. That's the principle. Jesus is the firstborn and the head of the family. We are like him. If he shouted, my God, and 3 hours of darkness, you will go through it. The darkest of all darkness of Jesus Christ was only 3 hours. Some people own maybe 3 days, maybe 3 weeks, maybe 3 months, some 3 years, some even more than 7 years. May your own be prolonged in Jesus' name. My God, why have you forsaken me? When you are going through things, at this time, Peter as Tule, John and James, they find their way. All disciples will say, hail, hail King Jesus, they disappear. Mary and Martha, they were far, far, far in Galilee. They had either one hole. Every one of us will shout this shout. We must. No human being born of a woman will escape the dark hour of his soul. Hey, Jesus was not designed to remain permanent on that dark hour. It was for 3 hours. The Bible said, after he said, my God, he now bowed his head and said, it is what? Finished. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I present all of you here today before the God of grace and the God of mercy. And I ask for mercy that any dark hour of your soul will be short in the name of Jesus. 3 hours. Who is here? We don't like to suffer for 3 hours. We can enjoy eternal glory. Only 3 hours. 3 hours. Shortest. Job went from year to year. Sarah, 24 years. Wahala people. Some people, May you not reach 40 years in Jesus' name.
But Christ was just 3 hours.
And because he was the Son of God, the whole earth went dark. And you also, you are the Son of God.
Abraham is so big.
Your darkness, your dark hours,
you overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
My God, why did you allow this to happen to me? The cross was a road to internal bliss, internal glory for Jesus Christ. After he has gone through this darkness, the Bible says he was given a name above all names, both of things in heaven, both of things in the earth, both of things in the sea, in the whole universe, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow, whether spiritual, visible, or visible. All thrones and power, all religions must bow to Jesus Christ. That's what God said. That does not come cheap. Why? He passed through the cross and he cried. Every cry you have cried in your life tonight will translate to joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sorrow that have troubled your heart this night because of the price that Christ has paid on the cross, we translate to a celebration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When he was shouting, my God, the Bible, people say, he said, God just threw his face. When you are going through some things in your life, my God, God say, I'm deaf, but you have to pass through it. You will shout. You will shout. They want to kill me. This is bad. I am dying. God said, you are on the cross. We want to dodge this dark hour. After every darkness, there is a sunshine. After every night now, around 10 in the morning now, sunshine has come. Am I saying the truth? Everything that is prolonging your sorrow, your delay, your hindrance, lack of progress in your life, I command them today to be terminated in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember when I preached this sermon so many years ago, one brother asked me, evangelist, how long is this dark hour? How long it will take? I said, everybody with you. Christ only had 3 hours. Your own, I don't know how long it will take. How long is this darkness? How long is this dark hour of his soul? I don't know. Only God knows. But I've searched the scriptures and I've found out that the dark hour of soul can be prolonged due to certain things. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. This is the meat of this gospel today. Listen carefully. Why is your own staying too long? Why is your dark hour staying too long? Why is that person's own 1 year? Your own is 7 years. Why is your own 14 years? Why is your own 20 years? Certain things have happened. I've checked the scripture. One is this. Sometimes the timing of your dark hour depends on what you have sown and that you are going to reap. Amen, somebody. The Bible says, whatever a man sows is going to reap it. If you have sown plenty of wickedness in your life before you die, you will reap them. So it depends of how many evil you have sown. Even God has forgiven you, you will still pay for it. He said so. Whatever a man sow is going to reap it. It has nothing to do with forgiveness. It's a divine law. So it is some people who have done so many wickedness in their life, they are living to reap what they have sown. So that could also prolong the dark hour of your soul. Number two, sometimes it depends on what goodness God wants to have out of you by permitting you to suffer that long. There could be a particular goodness. There's a timing in God's agenda for your life for allowing you to go through that time of suffering. Whether it's 1 year, whether it's 2 years, whether it's 6 months, whether it's 7 years, when God permits it, sometimes it depends on God's own arithmetic and calculation. When God told Joseph that he was going to be a great man, a great king, and rule over his brothers, he was just 13 years old. He took Joseph 17 years of trouble before he got to the throne. They're about to kill him. They're about to bury him alive. They sold him to slave. He was falsely accused. He was jailed. He went through his dark hour of his life for how many years? 17 years. At the age of 30, the promise of God was fulfilled. Why? It means that God knew that at the age of 30, there will be famine in Egypt. And God, in his own engineering, arranged everything in that purpose. And though Joseph went through that dark hours to fulfill the goodness that God is planning for you, everything you are suffering now, I will say that they are going to work for good for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Why did God wait for 17 years? God sees the end from the beginning. He knew that at that time there will be problem in Egypt, and Joseph was the answer to the problem. So Joseph went through 17 years of dark hours, but at the end, sunshine came to his life. Through his dark hours, when it was finished, he became a king and prime minister. Sometimes the timing of our dark hours depends on how quick we want to repent and have a change of heart from a particular sin. Many of us, our dark hours is being prolonged because there are certain sin in our life that we refuse to do away with. God has been allowing us, disciplining us, giving us time, but we refuse to repent on that sin. And until we repent of that sin, we begin to crawl in that trouble. I know of a Christian brother. I've known him for about 4 years now. He's into 419. Anytime he comes around me, he wants to dupe me. After a while, he will disappear. I will think he has repented. If he come again, he will come with another high grade formula. I will send him for deliverance. I will watch him. After deliverance, he will disappear. He will appear again with another high grade formula of deception. That person is going to pass through a long season of dark hour of his soul. Because that sin in his life, instead of seeing how he can stop it, is even going deeper into it. And God begins to allow him to go through him, thinking that he will discipline himself and change. So many of us, our dark hours will be prolonged until certain sin that God is warning us about, we have to stop it. For the past 7 years, if he's warning you, you say, forgive me today in the morning, leave you to it again. You are still in that sin. And that sin is the one that is now engineering your delay to your manifestation. Check your life. Check your life. It could be hatred. It could be just anger. It could be fear. What again can make our dark hour of our soul to be prolonged? It depends on how much you yourself
you prolong your own disobedience to God's instruction. I have seen many Christians that have calling in their life. God has called them to become his servants. They will say, no. Let me finish my business first. After 7 years. After 7 years, they say, no. And after 9 years. They say, no. I'm not ready now. 14 years. At those period, you on your own, you are prolonging your disobedience of God's instruction. So you are the one on your own causing the delay, prolonging the dark hours of your tribulations, the dark hours of your own challenges, because you are prolonging, you are delaying the obedience of God's instruction. God spoke to you, say, that brother there, go and bless him with 100,000. Say, this is the voice of the devil. This is the voice of the devil. This is the voice of the devil. You kept that money. After 1 month, 2 months, you start suffering financial problems. You begin to fast and pray. God say, I say, go and give that brother 100,000. Say, oh, this is my right ear. This is the devil. This is demon. Demons of confusion. We reach money. It's not a confusion demon. Now you're the ear. Then your financial problem again is prolonging another 6 months again. God said, I said, go and give that person. You say, no. This is my own imagination. From devil, it's not imagination. It's my own thinking. The more you prolong the obedience of God's instruction, the more you are now prolonging also the dark hour of your soul. Sometimes, it depends on certain unbroken causes and covenants operating in our lives. The dark hour of your soul could be as a result of certain unbroken causes and covenants in your family. There was a sister born again, tongue talking, beautiful and well behaved. When men come to him to ask him for marriage, they will promise her all kinds of things. I think on 3 occasions they haven't done introduction. Those men, they will disappoint her. And when we begin to cancel this sister, we now find that almost 7 of other sisters and cousins are also unmarried. They will begin to trace and find out that a curse, the grandfather of this sister was a warrior. They went to a town, and when he got there, they carried all the virgin girls there and killed them and buried them. When they was about to die, he placed a curse, say, none of your daughters will ever marry on the man. But that curse now began to go through the man, through his children, and through all the grandchildren, and begin to affect their marriage life. So their marriage life has been going through a prolonged dark hour because there's an existing curse in their family. You better examine your family. What is going on? It's not hard to know. Check your life. Check your brother. Check your sister. Check your cousins. You will see certain patterns that are unusual. And if you are a Christian, you don't have the knowledge to disconnect yourself from the umbilical cord of your father's and mother's foundation, they will be tied to you. And they will be passed to your children. What is common in my life? Look for your cousin. Look for your sister. Look for your brother. You will trace certain pattern of things. You will see one thing that is common. Amen, somebody. Check your uncles. Check your uncles. Check their life. Check your father's life. You will see one thing that is common.
When a Christian did not disconnect himself for certain wicked patterns in his family, she's going to grow with it. And that will prolong a long hour of her soul. What is in your family? Are the men doing well? You say no. Are they rising and falling? Yes. Are the men settled? No. What are the women? Begin to find out. I know the sister who came to meet me. He had one child for 7 years. He said all his brother-in-laws, they all already have one child. They are level in his in-laws family, level men. All the level men want one child, and that one child is a boy. What is it God forbid about him? He said, evangelist, I refuse to be part of this. She counted even in Lagos here, five of them, one child. But their family, they say, one child don't do them. One child do you. One child do you. Hello. So in that family now, the dark hour of soul in childbearing is being prolonged because there's an unbroken course of operating in that family. An evil pattern in that family, which this brother is attached to. Amen, somebody. Many of you here have been reading the Bible, say, Abraham. Why did God delay Abraham? Why did God delay Abraham? God don't delay Abraham. I searched the scriptures and found out that it's a pattern in Abraham's family. The Bible says that Abraham's father was 70 years before he gave birth to Abraham. But in those days, in Abraham's time, they married at a very early age. A man at 21 will marry. A woman of 15 will marry. But the Abraham's father gave birth to Abraham at the age of 70. It means that the cause of barrenness was in Abraham's family. And don't forget that Abraham and Sarah are the same father. Am I talking to you? Am I talking to you now? The cause of Abraham is in Abraham's family. Cause of barrenness is in Abraham's family. It takes a long time for the deliver. Those days, as early as 2021, you are married. Even in African culture, young women, 18, even in the Middle East, at age of 8, in the Hebrew culture, they marry you out. But Abraham's father was 70 years old before he gave birth to Abraham. It means that Abraham's mother was barren for so many years. And Abraham and Sarah, the same father, they took the same pattern. Isaac again came again. He owned 20 years. Joseph again. Rachel come again. And like another one again. Barrenness. It's in their lineage. You didn't see that. Now God don't delay him. Not be God delay him. God will go born. But there's a curse in their family. Curse of barrenness in their family. Shake the house of David. What is their curse? Humanize them. What's the humanizing? Curse in the house of David. And David said so. David was a single man. He had to do pia 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 pia. Sexual immorality is in the house of David. Solomon, who was David's son, had 700 wives. 300 concubines. He break record. Nobody life alive or dead had a woman like Solomon. David, his own son, slept with his own father's wife, Absalom. It's in their blood. David's own son, again, slept with her half-sister. Am I correct? It's in their house. And David said, it's not my fault. In sin did my mother conceive me. This woman has been inside Bele, now follow me, come. Clap, 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 clap for Jesus. This thing, say, God, leave me, forgive you. This woman matter. Inside my mama Belena and follow me, come. In my mother's womb, in sin, this sin of womanizing, Did my mother conceive me? So you begin to examine your family. I have checked my own family too. Check your family. Check your father's house. Check your children. Check your brothers and sisters. You will find something as common. And you better disconnect yourself from it. Otherwise, it will increase the dark hour of your soul. Am I talking to somebody here? If you're happy, say praise the Lord. The last, what can also prolong a dark hour? Lack of spiritual shake-up. What do I think? Many of us are not aware that we need spiritual shake-up. Some of you here say, when last do a deliverance? Oh, 1999. Right, Mumu? 1999 do deliverance, eh? 1999. But see, the world you 1999, they don't leave you. They leave you. They leave you. 1999 deliverance. I used to carry a car for 2005. After 6 years. That shows your state of spiritual ignorance. You are supposed to inquire of the Lord. I'm supposed to search, to inquire, to find out what is happening around you now. You are carrying the grace of the 1999. To survive the problem of 2005, there is something wrong. It shows your lack of ignorance. You have to examine yourself every day. What's happened to me? Check your children. Look at your wife's eye. Check your home, your finances, and be alert. Jesus said, wash and pray. Wash and pray. Wash. Be alert. If you are weak, charge your battery. If your prayer life is going down, rise up. Some of you, the same pattern. Once you knock bed for your back for bed, at least, wow. Today break. From January 1st to December 31st, you are in trouble. You say, no, I don't play with my sleep, you are a fool. A Christian who is not sensitive, you become a recipient of what your enemies have programmed for you. Because you could not counter them, you could not pray against them, you could not even locate them. So you don't come there until January 1st, 2nd, into March, into disappointment. You are just there running a program. What did God tell you He will do for you this year? If God says, I'm blessing you with a car this year, and it's not July, you don't see car. You have to change your gear. Am I saying it to somebody? Change your gear. Otherwise, the year will pass you. You must do spiritual check-up. Check-up. And ask for mercy. When you see the wrong way, please to God. Cry. And He says, and when they cry, I will hear them. And when they call me, I will answer them. And I will show them mercy. So if your proposed dark hour of soul is for 2 years, God can show you mercy and make it 3 months. Many of us want to just get one small miracle, one small breakthrough. Say, I beg, this is not big. I don't have time. Make a rest this month. Mumu, but say mumu. Small breakthrough. Make I just rest more. Before you know, next one you go rest again. You go rest again. The fourth one, you might not finish. Evangelist, I need deliverance. I lose. I bind. Where are you? This is. Where are you? This is. Jesus said, wash. Be alert. Why? Because your enemy is looking around you, looking for you to sleep for a moment. And like a flood, it will come. I've told you here that when you are too hot, you become a terror to the devil. When your spirit is hot, when they try you, they will bounce back. But if you are just a gentle stove, you're not a dove, a gentle Christian, you don't want to wallow your head. They will finish you. Jesus said, be gentle as a dove, and what? Be clever like a hot serpent. He gave you both sides. Me, I don't want trouble. Though. This is more a room and parlor do for me. You are a foolish person. Room and parlor. Room and parlor do for you. For 3 years, room and parlor. He can't do for you.
From room and parlor, go and be your house. It's forward ever and backward never. Not say do for me. Don't constrain yourself. Rise up and shine. For the light of God has come in you. But when darkness comes to overshadow you, you can never shine. You'll be going to church, going to Sunday school. But if darkness overshadow you, you can never shine. Nobody shines inside darkness. When you arise and shine, why? Because the light of God has risen upon you. And David said, Lord, enlighten my darkness. May every darkness in your life be removed now in the mighty name of Jesus. Arise and shine. Arise, show strength. Rise up, show vigor. Rise means that no, you are spiritually, you are viable. If you don't rise up spiritually, you can't shine. Oh. You go day one place there. You just stay one place. You say, my own are slow and steady. Now you sabi, you be slow and steady. I can't leave you. Slow and steady. You know, in our speed, everybody says speed. Time is going, it's slow and steady. We go reach the place. What you are pursuing now, everybody pursuing it. Don't say slow and steady. They will overtake you. One small girl will overtake you. Go grab that man. Go marry him. Say, me now, I'll be gentle dog. I take my time. Patient dog. Eat fat bone. Now, boy, you want chop? Amen, somebody. We are going to pray at this moment. The dark hour of the soul. Are you going through it? Look at your life. Are you where you are supposed to be? And if you are not, tell anybody, say there's something wrong somewhere. You didn't hear, tell him again. Evangelist, this dark hour of soul, now that person could die, but now lie. You know, die for that. You are not designed to remain there. See, I'm not designed to remain there. The Bible says that Jesus says, after he said it's finished, they went to bury him. For the third day, what happened? He resurrected. That same power. Everybody stand up. The same Jesus Christ who was helpless on the cross. When the dark hour came, he said, my God, will you leave me here? God said, I cannot leave you there. You are my first son. I will not leave you there. They took him to the grave. The Bible says, he said, the grave could not hold him captive. The Son of God, why should I fear? Why should I murmur? I have Jesus, the Son of God. Why should I fear? Why should I murmur? This same God who did not leave Jesus Christ to rot him in the grave, this same God did not leave Job in that situation. The Bible says that this same God came one day to Job. He said, Job, he said, your change has come. I said, your change has come. I said, your change has come. I said, your change has come. Job thought it was all over. He lost his children. He's lost his property. He's lost his health. He's lost his friend. He lost his wife. But God says it's not over. The Bible said that this same God, he restores Job back 7 times of everything that he had. He gave him new sons, new daughter, and daughters were the most beautiful girls in the whole of Israel. Clap for God, just somebody, wherever you are. This same God that did not allow Jesus Christ to remain on the cross is your God. I say it's 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 your God. This same God
For every ashes in your life,
it will give you beauty. Give you beauty. It will give you beauty. For every shame that comes to you, it will give you honor. It will give you honor. Hallelujah!
This same God that told Jesus Christ, don't worry. This your pain on the cross is for a moment. After this crucifixion, after this tribulation you are passing, you are coming to eternal glory. Hallelujah! This same God, the Bible says, he did not leave Sarah alone with all the mistakes that Sarah made, gave his housemaid to his husband. This same God came one day in three angels. He gave him his son. This same God will answer you. 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 This same God has never changed. It's the same in Abraham's time. It's the same in Jesus Christ's time. It's the same forever. It's never changed. It will never leave you. Whatever you are going through now is for a moment. Whatever will answer you, it will restore back everything that has been delayed, every blessing that has been buried. He will give you back in sevenfold in Jesus' name. This same God did not forget Anna. Anna cried. He said, shame has come to me. The second wife had five children. And the first wife, he went to Shiloh and cried. But one day, don't say one day, this same God appeared. He spoke to Eli the priest. He said, woman, that you are asking for, you have it. And the Bible says, as Eli went back, he conceived. Stretch forth your hand. Hey! This same God is here. Stretch forth your hand. This same God, the Bible says, is the Father of all grace. Open your mouth and begin to ask him what you want now. This same God is here.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been blessed by the message you have heard. For more messages and ministry resources by the servants of God, please call +234 802 072 8048 or email us at contactus@jcpweonline.org or visit our website www.jcpweonline.org. Jesus Christ Power World Evangelism, accelerating the spread of the gospel.